This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, well.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the friend. It goes by so long and the plantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many lives they slay. Now them works and slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go too well. Cause after we know under you colonial spell, and all those fans that chin that you compel. Hey, and all those books you stole away, all those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day. Bobby Rock, me burn a fire, but I could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. Me burn a fire, but I weak at Babylon and them feet that could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown.
We're back at ya on the Wednesday, January 15th edition of Talking Heads. That's truly Naughty along with Mary Jane in your company.
Good afternoon. Wait.
Thank you. There you go. Yeah. Okay. There you go. We went now.
Good.
It's Wednesday. All right. Let's make sure we good.
Good.
Good. All right. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. You are truly Naughty along with Mary Jane in your company right up until 6 p.m. Wednesday edition of Talking Heads. It is an open line Wednesday. We expect to hear from you. And obviously, here's how you chime in.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. MJS Wednesday.
It is.
Boy, we got lots to talk about. And I'm trying to keep a straight face.
Why?
Because early on in my comedy career, some veterans pulled me to the side. Say two things. Religion and afflicted people. That day, I'm having to keep a straight face because I saw a certain church service on the parliamentary channel.
I think that was on Zen.
Or was that an S?
But then, what was, I mean, now I have to ask.
So
what was so funny? Like, where was the
comedy?
I'm
not trying to mock religion, but I saw that service and I was watching. And I cannot tell a lie, and I ask God to forgive me afterwards, because me and God tight. We have our good relationship. I was like, God, forgive me. I caught the message secondarily from Bishop Boyd, who is a great, you know, from the real St. Andrews, an alumnus of that prestigious.
I like how you delineate the real St. Andrews from what, the St. Andrews now?
this is not even close.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Not even close. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
I digress.
Uh-huh.
So I
from your old school St. Andrews.
Correct.
Your old school, okay.
Foundation, as they say in reggae music, Lord of Mercy. I can't lie. I was waiting for a few of those parliamentarians.
What?
And politicians. poof, burst into flames. That's what I was saying.
In the church?
In the church, poof.
Oh, goodness.
Because as Bishop Boyd hit some of them, you know. I was like,
sermon good, though?
It was very good.
I loved it.
But I can't lie.
Reverend Bishop Leish Boyd.
Correct. Thank you.
I loved his message today. I thought it was so on point. But I'm sure that there were many people that felt, you know, uncomfortable. As he went into how the voters feel. And I think he was, like, on point, you know?
As I had on my responsible husband, citizen heart, respectful of God.
And the messenger
was very good.
You were wondering how they survived.
But then, as my comedian, I kind of kept sliding over.
You wonder how they survived.
Like, what a sec, Bishop. Who are you talking about? It's in the flames right now. Hold on. Poof.
You're too silly. But I thought the service was nice. I thought it was well put together. And I thought his message was very good.
Strong,
you know?
And very fitting.
And I'm glad that he even differentiated when he said, he said, this is Leish speaking to you now, okay? As a voter and a citizen.
Yes.
And this is how, and 400,000 people out there feel the same way about some of these issues that I'm bringing up. One of the issues he brought up was, you know, how there seems to be a lot of just divisiveness in politics these days.
And infighting.
And infighting in political parties. And it's crazy because if we're being honest, the last couple of days, weeks actually, we've been bombarded with a lot of memes and things on social media that clearly show that there's something going on in our governing party that is very concerning.
I think it's very tribal, and I think we're starting to see some of the cannibalism within politics. Because, you know, there's a dark underbelly to politics.
It feels like elections must be close, eh?
Boy, do you think so?
I mean, I'm trying to figure out, like, why all this carrying on, you know.
I mean, listen.
Why all this politicking and posturing and trying to, like, run campaigns? The deputy spot, let's just say it, that's the hot spot, right? Apparently that's what everybody wants.
So they were hot this year, not even water can cool them.
And it's so uncomfortable.
Watch it, Chester.
To watch, you know? I mean, not for nothing, but Mr. Cooper is one of those persons that, generally speaking, people have said that he's doing a pretty good job.
Listen,
imagine aiming for that spot.
I have said it on a multitude of times here on this show. $1.2 billion in investments in Exuma, in my constituent, or in his constituency, you can't knock that.
Right.
Considering you have people with a loftier position, I don't see anything happening in their, you know, constituency for the umpteenth
Well, there's only one loftier position, so.
Who the cat fit.
Well.
And then, you know, you have other ones that I think are way premature in their political desire. And you know, like my late grandfather and my late mother and my late aunt used to say, Lord bless the dead on all of them, illusions of grandeur.
Has to be. Cause,
and some have delusions from ganja.
Did we talk about this before Christmas, that some of these people that seem to have, because remember it came up that there are teams. Some of these people that have teams, I mean, they need to worry about even winning their seat first, because it looking like a long shot for some of these people who seem to be campaigning and trying to push for the deputy position. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous at this point.
All right, let's get this call real quick. Talking Heads.
God, it is like you are your madam, Naughty.
Well, my wife. I have no madam, but yes, my lovely, beautiful wife.
Yeah, I can't those old school words.
Yeah.
But anyhow, Naughty.
Yes, Bremen.
Leish. Spoke anything about the poor people that has no food to eat in the Bahamas?
Pardon, Bremen, you broke up at the end there.
Okay, can you hear me properly
now? Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
I say, did not Leish speak of the poor people in the Bahamas that has no food to eat?
I think he spoke about a lot of...
I will say this, his general message to me, I've talked about how Bahamians are suffering and how we do need better leadership and how we do need to work harder. I honestly couldn't tell you exactly what that particular church is doing. So, I mean, you would have to tell me. I don't know, but I know that he did speak of a general message that the people are hurting and that they need a focused government. And that doesn't include just the Progressive Liberal Party, but also the Free National Movement.
Other thing is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Other Yellow Elder, right?
Yellow Elder, uh-huh.
All that grease, all that oil
right.
that came from BC
mm-hmm.
run through the ditch, and you know, and in the soil in the neighborhood, that given a lot of people can't stay in that area.
Mm.
Somebody needs to pay for that. Somebody needs to pay those people restitution.
Mm.
And if they know that oil, which they should have known, that oil was in this soil because it comes out of BC and runs in the ditch and straight to the, what do you call it, the water reservoir out there.
All right, I can do some due diligence on that, Brayman. You know, let me double check on them and see about that.
Is, right? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Brayman. Hurry, I got to get another call in.
Those guys shouldn't be talking foolishness in the church when they're not doing anything for the poor people that need help. Him and Wayne.
All right, gotcha. Brayman, gotcha, loud and clear.
Yep.
Let's get this other call in. Talking Heads.
Yes, good afternoon, Audie, and good afternoon to your intelligent calls.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. I'm MJ.
Yes, afternoon. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I respect you. Naughty was a smart man.
You ain't got to tell me that. Go ahead, bro.
I agree with you, Naughty, when you were saying that politics, some kind of dark underbelly type thing. You know, I agree. And I mean, it's a serious thing too, Naughty, how, like, the majority of people view politicians, right? But yet still, we trust these people with our future and everything. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? We trust them with everything. But look at the perception we have of politicians. You know, we really, really need to change that, Naughty. Because, I mean, that's a serious thing. Because
Go ahead.
As I was listening to the show prior, and listening to Ms. Wilson in the conversation that she had, and she was talking about how the government can't get things done on behalf of the people, right?
Mm.
And I was thinking, how is it that these people are supposed to be so intelligent in different things, right? They meet, they have all type of conferences and all type of gatherings, and I mean all
right.
type of...
Well,
conclave, that's the next one they like,
right,
conclave.
Right.
When they get together, right, internationally, when they get together, what would they be talking about?
Right.
You understand? See?
No, we get you.
I am convinced that they try to solve our problems. What they get together for is to push agendas.
Mm.
You understand where I come from? And that is why we can't get any movement on the ground as it relates to the solutions, at least to the problems that we face. And see, I thought about it. And I mean, I find it like, if I was a person right now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm an individual who's a politician or whatever, and my main concern is banks and business.
Mm.
Right, capitalism, or
right.
whatever the case may be. Right, like that's my, you know what I mean? Like that's who I side with. That's who I confess with my lips. I side with. Should I be in government?
That's a good. Good point.
I mean, you understand? Come from? Should
yeah,
I be?
Yeah, no, we get you. Priorities.
And furthermore, should I be involved in any kind of policy making that the government has? Should I be involved and mentoring any future leaders, am I still on?
Yeah,
yeah.
No, we can hear
oh,
you,
yeah,
caller.
Because everything went quiet for a second.
Yeah, we're listening.
If the mentality that I have is not one that is based where it should be, because, I mean, we elect these people, Naughty. We elect these individuals to solve our problems.
But that was my point. It falls
on
us to hold them to a higher account, a higher standard, and let them know that, look, this 2025 and beyond, this is a new generation of voter. You can't come with the same old song and dance and promise. You got to be able to say who you are, what you're about, and what you're going to do for the community, and understand that you're going to be held accountable, and you're going to be asked to push things like a Freedom of Information Act, a Procurement Act, you know, close the loopholes in the legal system, so on and so forth, education, standard of living, quality of living, cost of living. I mean, come on, there's a ton of angles.
Yes, because Naughty, is either you can't do it, or you don't want to do it.
Ah, and if you know better, you need to do better.
Because I'm going to end with this right now, because as I was listening to the conversation, right, and there was something brought up called some type of some type of introducer, do some type of donor introducer thing. Like, if I'm a businessman from foreign or something, and I want to come into the country and do business, that if there's someone locally who could, like put a word in for me, like, that could save me all type of red tape, and so I don't have to go through all that process and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, they could put that type of thing in place. Who does that benefit when you do them type things? That benefit banks, that benefit business, right? And the individual who is the introducer. I mean, like, wouldn't it be safe for us to assume that that individual would get a tip for their service? How come they can't deal with the issues of the union? Like Thomas Wilson was talking about, how to like solve the problems and put in place things that would make the people happy, but they could put in place things that make big businesses and other people happy and make life easy for them. Well, they can't put things in place.
That's the questions you got to ask them when they come knocking on your door asking for your vote. Now, some good calls, good points, my brother. Got to get to the break. We're going to get to the break. Obviously, you know.
And we have texters. So texters
and other callers will get you on the flip side of the break as we get into the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. But real quick. Headlines brought to you by Fine Threads. Listen, you know, check out The Guardian today. Court order and to strike. Orders and to strike. TUC action was intended for 2 days. Government, no major impact on day two of strike. Well, if you shut it down, there will be no major impact. No duh. Is Marillion asked
there was no attendance of schools in Grand Bahama.
CCA Bahamas into liquidation. Government pays $1 million after U.S. firm claims breach of contract.
Oh, Lord.
And day two of strike puts more strain on hospital clinics, PHA says.
So that headline and like those two.
Again, another counteraction.
Okay, all right.
All of that and more coming up on the flip side of the break. And, of course, listen to all the political parties out there, but especially the PLB these days, because I see what's going on. I see the tribes. I see the tribalism. I see the cannibalism.
Even had to talk about it in church. My goodness.
Get it together, man, because this boy, you know, Buju talking about y'all right now. PLP, y'all get it together, man. Y'all don't be like the Valley and have 3 and 4 factions going to the poll. Have one united PLP. And if y'all got a toe cut skin together, so be it. But do it unified, for God's sake. Sardine from the slave ship, the whole with the back and till the whole we end up a jam rock. You better promote life and the most that you can big up the killing and you can blow bread. Pass on no disrespect, cause anything you work for, man, that you bring get. Now I say put it to the pause until you're ready to fight for a cause. That's not me, then, my friend. Put that to an end.
Crunch your KFC craving with a KFC Value Box for just $9.95. Get a piece of our golden fried chicken, crispy fries, cheesy mashed potatoes, 3 juicy all-white meat nuggets, a buttery biscuit, a sweet dessert biscuit, and a 16-ounce soda, all for just $9.95. Now that's a deal. Order online or WhatsApp high to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Value Box today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger looking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68, including a shield, 134.20 a roll. Felt 15 pounds, $16.50, 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles, and Certainty Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon Roof Cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pender got you covered. He got every nail and screw you could possibly need.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
I know, man. Buju so nice, we had to play it twice, man. Buju, you know, that's one of my favorite artists there, man. And this is so fitting. All get it together, man. In the words of the late Rodney King, can't we all just get along? The Cooper faction, the Corby Davis faction, the Christie faction, because I hear they still fired up. The Davis faction. I even hear, old boy got a faction, man. Jomo, the Jomo faction. Yeah, man, the Campbell crew.
I'm laughing, but you can really cry for this country, right?
If you don't laugh, you'll cry.
It's just crazy.
All right, we're into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And like I said, we got lots to talk about. The lines are open. Let's go straight to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. All right, call us back. And if you weren't hold during the break, hit us back. We're looking to hear from you. Let's get to the text line there, MJ.
Okay, this texter says, good afternoon and happy new year to you, Naughty, and my favorite talk show host, MJ. My old phone crashed, so I could not comment. Let the people who are making noise about the union, Obi Ferguson made a deal with the PLP during the campaign, not the government. Ooh.
But listen.
So true.
I'll be honest with you, though.
So true.
If he made a deal's a deal. And if I'm bringing all these unions with me.
He made a deal with the PLP.
Oh,
I
got
you. But now they're the government. So, right, yeah. Sorry.
So, yeah, all deals are.
We leveled up. You know what I mean? When you level up.
Yeah, you made a deal with opposition.
Yeah, correct.
PLP, not the governing.
The governing PLP. So that's what you get.
Texter, I don't know who you are, but you are now our official PLP whisperer. Like Caesar Milan used to whisper to dogs, you now whisper to us.
Like you make a deal with the prince, but not with the king. You understand? And now I'm the king. Sorry, that deal was made with the prince.
The prince, not the king.
Sorry.
And it's good to be the king.
Oh, Lord, it is good to be the king.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Naughty, what's up, NJ? What's up, Naughty?
Good afternoon.
What's going on, St. Pete? What's happening with you, man?
Man, just dealing with this cold, man. As you know, it's 50 degrees right now. Boy's supposed to get down in the 40s tonight, you know
what? That's in the Tampa St. Pete area, right?
Yeah, Tampa St. Petersburg area. You know, when you go further north, it's getting colder.
Yeah, I've been in Orlando. Like what's happening?
Like I said, man, you know, like, come to the election time, the same set of people who won this government, if they vote the other government, they can be complaining. You know I'm a vehement part of this, though. They vote them in and vote them on, so. You know, the point of that is some of these people sell their soul to this government. They depend on government. They want the government taking them from the crib to the grave and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You know, until they start, you know, like I said, it ain't gonna change, man. I think they need to get a other party, a other side to see what they can do. Because you voting the same people who you voted, you're voting them right, be complaining. But you know what I'm saying?
But St. Pete, wouldn't you have to have like a viable third party in order to determine that factor?
That's true. Yeah, you got to have a next third. But you know, until you give them a chance, they can be the same old. They sing the same song. They eat and drink at the same table. You know what I'm saying? You want one governor which you don't like, then you want the same government which you hate, and you want them right back. It ain't gonna change, man.
I got you, St. Peter. I'll hear from you in the 5 o'clock, but we got a couple other calls to get in, man. So hit us back in the 5 o'clock.
Have a good one.
Yeah, man. And I know some of y'all gonna start texting already. Y'all leave St. Peter alone. It's all good. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. Hey, MJ.
Good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
I haven't been on the airwaves like that for quite a while, but it's always a pleasure to call in. Listen.
Glad to hear from you.
Let me just say a couple things the previous callers would have alluded to. Firstly, you know, you get the government that you voted for, all right? We all know these players. These players are well known to us. And it is no surprise that we are getting what we're getting because we have already picked their cards a long time. We have to realize that these politicians truly, they say one thing, but their actions speak something different. They don't care about the Bahamian people. Those people go into parliament and they take care of themselves, their friends, family, and lovers. For 51 years, look at the condition of the average Bahamian in this country. Huh? The average Bahamian in this country, we are living below the poverty line.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you, Jeff.
Okay, that's part one. Two, Raymond talked about the oil from BPL.
Right.
But we also have other factors to be concerned here. It's not just the oil that's causing cancer. What about all these satellite towers? I mean, all these cell towers we have in here? Where's the study that shows how much radiation comes from these towers? We're talking about 5G. Where's the studies in terms of the impact the radiation from 5G towers will have to those persons who live close to these towers?
Right.
You see, there's a number of factors we have to be concerned about. My last point here is simply this. You talk about third parties in this country. I am one of those. I am sick and tired of hearing people talk about this. This country is only a two-party nation. That is one of the most dumbest things I've ever heard. We deserve people who's going to sit in our parliament who will truly represent the interests of the Bahamian people and bring about peace and prosperity in this country. We keep on electing these same people that we elected out of office 5 years ago, expecting them to come back in 5 years later to solve issues that they helped to create 5 years before. When are we going to then get new people who really want to make a difference in this country to get them in our parliament, even if it means we have to put two or three persons from another party who has the heart of the Bahamas and our people, put them in parliament and let them be the deciding factor whether a plan goes one way or the next way. This, we have to change the paradigm. This is not going to change with just these two parties, the PLP and the FNM, because we know these people in both of these parties, in closing, a lot of them are in business together or their family members together protecting each other. We got to fix the country. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, good stuff.
All right, let's get to the other phone lines. Talking heads.
Good evening, Naughty. Good evening, NJ.
Good 52, afternoon.
Before you even get in, my condolences on your Steelers.
Yeah. Man, you know, Naughty, you know, I ain't gonna bet against the Ravens in the division team that we have to play twice a year. I was scared, but
that's
I didn't even watch it. I know my deep goes. I must see how the misunderstanding with time would start. But when I woke up, my brother told me to give it over. I said, you got to be joking.
Yeah.
But the people's business, Naughty, I was minding my own business. You listening, MJ?
Yes, I'm listening.
And there was a WhatsApp video circling about a minister, a female, celebrating and showing off with some things that have no life.
Right.
And there were some amenities in there. You know, I some people, I mean, I guess we could like gold and Rolexes and other things, right? But they have no life, right? And so, and me personally, my motto on the streets is I don't play hate anything that eat, breathes, and defecates, because that'd make me a piece of ass if I play hate. That's just the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see people pacified by inanimate objects over life, right?
Right.
And secondly, the teacher that appeared on Dwight's show this morning, she's on Dwight's show. I think she's from Freeport. I didn't get a last name because Becca or some other name. Hats off to that lady. I love that lady, okay? I mean, maybe the politicians should replay Belinda and this lady and realize that, you know, the lady was talking about how important teachers are. And I really agree with what she's saying, because sometimes I have problems coping with my 9-year-old. As I know, teachers could deal with them all day.
Right.
You know, I mean, hats have to be off to the teachers and the nurses.
Yes.
And it's like ridiculous. We I see Jeff and Chris, you know, Rasta call. And so, obviously, I love what they were saying, because our problem is corruption and the deification of man. The political arena and many government entities have become a substrate, a medium for corruption. You think the police force corrupt? You need to try immigration. Listen to me. I have to say these things, okay? And that's what it is. Because when you if you drill into, like Melinda said, if you dive into things, right, you will actually be able to see. For me, somebody like me, consciousness is very important for me. So I try to educate myself in a multiplicity of ways. So my perception, all right, is my reality. And I just can't let anybody change that for me, because I don't get too subjective and too personal. Even though that's the way it is, people might say that with the police force, but I look at what I have suffered, what I've seen, and that determines the way I think. I can't let people do that for me. That means, as an individual, I think the question of individualism versus collectivism came up on the radio today. And that's what the teacher was saying. I love her. She said that, I mean, as an individual, I'm just as important. I have as much rights as the collective and the status quo. I can't remember verbatim what she's saying, but I love what she's saying.
All right, just that's so you know.
Good stuff.
That is Miss Sandra Major.
I believe the Bemidji people hate themselves because we just like to drink rum and deify man and party, and then 5 years, we go back into hell. So we don't love ourselves. Give thanks, yeah.
All right, thanks, just so you know, that was Miss Sandra Major, president of the BECAWU, Bahamas Educators, Counselors, and Allied Workers Union, an affiliate of Commonwealth of the Bahamas Trade Union Congress, representing some 800 educators throughout the country.
52 is the third person today to interview on Morning Blend this morning. So props, because obviously it was impactful. You know what I mean? So, yeah, good stuff there. Good stuff there.
All right,
we have another caller on the line.
Let's get this other call. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon to you, Nadia, and good afternoon, NK.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
I wanted to call it the hindsight of the call of the gentleman that was talking about the party option. You could put a horse, a dog, a cat, a duck, doesn't matter. If the general public is being asked to select these candidates for succession in terms of the government, choose the candidate best suited for the governance of this country. You can make, you know, any number of persons you can put there, but the fact is, we have a populace who are moved by a couple of dollars here and there.
Mm.
So that factor by itself is what is a determining factor in a lot of persons of quality, not buying or putting themselves, bringing themselves forward for candidacy, simply because it is very expensive to have to deal with the expectations of these persons in the community, not everybody, not everybody, but there are some who you can move them at a couple of dollars here, and there's an expectation that as a politician, you have to bring this money to the table. And if you want my support, you got to do something for me. Now, this is a quick pro-quo society, and that is dangerous when it comes to what is best for the future of this country in terms of how is it we are going to manage this thing properly, making sure that there's prosperity for all and a higher quality of life. That's something that I don't see happening based on not the choices, but based on the attitudes of the people. That spirit of entitlement. I'm entitled to get a couple of dollars from you because you're trying
to... Yeah, but we got to break that cycle, Carl. I mean, we've been shooting ourselves in the foot annually. Yep. I mean, every 5 years, every election cycle, with the same old. So now maybe you should say, no, hold your change. What are you really going to do for us in the community? Show them that the vote is more valuable than a couple of dollars in a T-shirt.
That's correct. Short-sightedness is what's killing us.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
good
you so much,
caller.
Yeah, good stuff there. I have another texter. The texter says, this no good administration got an injunction against the unions after they reneged on the MOU they signed. Play with puppy, they lick your mouth. Political union bosses signed this MOU with the PLP for political convenience. Now members are feeling the pinch.
I'm sorry, but that is just classic behavior.
Bamian, play with puppy.
Play with lick your mouth.
That's a good one. And also the one about the pigs?
Yeah, piggy get nice and fat hog, go straight to the slaughter. That is a awesome one. I love that one.
The callers raised some really important points, though. And when it comes to third parties, in systems like this one, and you could see it in some other countries that practice the Westminster system. I mean, if you have a large enough population, you may get other parties that are able to make, you know, a little bit of headwinds. But with a country with a population the size of ours, I do not believe that third parties are viable. I honestly don't. I feel that if there ever comes a time, though, that you have a third party rise up and become so popular that they overwhelm, you know, the two main parties at the polls, then you'd eventually see a situation where one of those two parties, you know, transitions into something else or no longer exists, and then you still end up with about two parties that are viable. That's the way that I kind of feel about it. I feel like the system is kind of saying that a third party could never be successful. I'm just saying that if they are really successful, then probably one of the two other parties will cease to exist, and you'll end up with a two-party system once again. That's just my general thoughts on it. I have no scientific Maybe I do some research on that and see how it's been around the Caribbean. We have another caller. Good afternoon, caller. You're listening to Talking Heads. I almost forgot the name.
Yeah, good day.
Hi. Good day.
Good day, Madam MG.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
Very good.
I just want to reiterate what I said on air and show as to my tribute to the new commissioner, Mashanta Knowles, and she played it, that the police song, which says, "Every step you take," I would like for that to be considered the national song for 2025 and let it apply to the government, the armed forces, the police, defense force, and immigration, like someone, like 52 said, if y'all think the police is corrupt, try immigration. And speaking about the overwhelming infiltration of immigrants in the country, but Naughty, you ever, and MJ, y'all ever studied the history of lottery?
I have a general perception, but I have not studied the history of it.
I was too busy studying the history of parlay. Anyway, sorry.
Look it up. When I call right. on every human, look it up. The purpose mm-hmm. of the lottery.
Right.
All these complaints we got, all these things we got, remember, the purpose of lotteries, and check how long it's been around for thousands of years. It's to build bridges and do all the things that, and that is why when you just look at, nowadays, the lotteries, what it does in Florida and all those things
right.
in America.
Education.
Money is allocated to do the things. You don't have to ask, we don't have to ask the Spinoble crew for nothing. And then what will happen? It's not in the hands of a few. Would you like to call them naughty? Cronies and friends.
Homies, cronies, lovers, and friends.
Okay, yeah. You see what I'm saying? So we don't have to, you know, bow to them, genuflect to them, nothing. I bet you. Say to them, the PLD, what's going to happen for the national lottery in the next coming election? And you will see how the people will move.
Mm.
Because we could complain all day about the price of food. Let's just say one of my friends told me a couple of days ago, all they have to do is tell the supermarkets, your electricity bills, we're going to continue to pay attention to that, but you ain't going to put the price for that on the food. Deduct that from the food. Everybody got to eat every day, right?
Yeah, no, I hear you. But when you live in a system set up as ours,
good stuff.
That's,
appreciate the call as always.
That's unfortunately easier said than done. We have a couple of texters here. Naughty and MJ, the MOU is now dubbed the Memo of Misunderstanding. So instead of understanding.
Yeah, I like it, misunderstanding. Yeah. That's very good.
Because it's come out like to mom, right? MOM.
A lot of misunderstandings. Mm. And there again, we're looking at a lot of doublespeak. Government, no major impact on day two of strike. Well, look down here. Another headline, day two of strike puts more strain on hospitals, clinics.
This and is going to the public hospitals. I mean, that's crazy. That's why when you read the headlines earlier, it's like these two are definitely in conflict. Here are some more texters. And texters, thank you so much for texting in. Ain't one of those union leaders got a consultant contract with the Ministry of Labor? Quid pro really?
Mm. But then again, we allow these individuals to be put in a position to get the quid pro quo and so on and so forth.
Another
we need to start holding them accountable and letting them know, look, we need this in the community. This is what you need to deliver on. Not for a few, for all.
Naughty and MJ, 52 is right about corruption and immigration. Before y'all come to Palmetto and Governor's Harbor, make sure you learn Creole. My grandfather was from Governor's Harbor.
My grandfather was from North Palmetto Point. What you trying to say?
So before we go visit, this person says, make sure we learn Creole.
Well, we come into both. I just want you to have some pineapple ready for us.
Oh, goodness. Here's another one. Naughty, I'm voting for the political party that gives me the best rum, chicken wings, meatballs, and pasta. Voting for policies is for clowns and jokers and MSNBC and CNN people. LOL. I will take that as the sarcasm.
Your sarcasm
I hope it was intended
dripping.
As. But hold on, they serve meatballs at the rallies.
yes.
Oi, upgrade.
What are they?
I know chicken is rum.
I know Madam Speaker
wings.
Would call them hortivores.
Right. Or horse divers, eh? Meatballs and pastas. See, you got me behind you doing foolishness today. We have another caller on the line.
Talking heads.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, caller.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
You know, the last caller promised me to call, you know? And they had the referendum and they're voting for the, what is it, the number on the national lottery.
Right.
More people vote for the national lottery than vote for the number.
That's true.
And you see what they still do.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, what you look at, that building up Bernard Road, that was shut down for long years.
When you say Bernard Road, you talking about the hotel?
No. The building where they just go, they say they put court down.
Oh, okay. Yes. That was locked down for, that was, yeah, man.
Thank you. And you notice who gone and ran it?
Connect the dots?
All right. And then, not only that building, couple other buildings.
Connect more dots.
All right. So you see what problem we just caused. And what I looking at, you know, we could find money, all this rent and things, and you can't find money to do the right thing. But again, I think there are some rocket and things in high places. Because every building certain place can get, the government go rent it.
Mm.
Yeah, Rosetta Street.
So you saying
the Freedom of Information Act that you talk about so often would help us.
And then another thing what I can't understand, we got that prime piece of property on Market Street here by the government grant.
Right.
And the government would not build a building there.
You talking about the old food store?
Yeah, man.
That's a nice little piece of property for sure.
That's
a prime piece of property.
That could serve for so many useful things for the community.
All the government.
Yeah.
They would not build a building and say, this is the government building. Right there could have been a good spot to put something. Then you look across by the police barracks. You know who owned that building there?
Yeah, well, we know, but we got
to
get to the break.
I'm just trying to say how much money.
Connect the dots. It always goes to a lot of politically affiliated cronies.
Talking crop. And then they think they're blaming people's food. We need a national lottery. I hope they could do that this time. One of them party should say if they win, they could bring a national lottery. We need to stop this madness going on around here.
All right, good stuff.
This texter says, there's no conflict in the statements, Lady MJ. One is the truth and the other spin. And I think we can all figure out which one is the truth, right? I think we can. The statement from the PHA. I think that is closer to the truth.
We got to get to the break. Flip side of the break. You got Cuban Willie's Neurology Report, all brought to you first by the Island Game. We'll get to the news in the 5 o'clock hour. We may go over a little bit today on this open line, man. So we still see the phones blowing up, text coming in. So we'll probably creep over a little bit into the 5 o'clock. Pearlie will join us. And then we'll get into sports in the flip side of the 5 o'clock. But
I like this song.
But the caller, yeah, I get your point, man. The Police, the classic. Not the Diddy version.
So the real version. So we have to watch the Watchers then.
Yeah. Okay. Got to watch everything.
Watch everything.
Watch right. everything. The watches, the clocks, the watches, the everything. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker.
We're going to break right now. You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and yours truly, MJ, on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's Numerology Report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Cuban Willie, and it's Wednesday, and it's time for your Numerology Report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And it's three-ball time for you today, Wednesday, home day, the Tres Pelotas. This is what I have for you today, the 5-2-5. 5-2-5 is your lucky 3-ball for today. Play it and win with it.
Everything is big. bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite, and at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The KFC Chicken Experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich, featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onions, all drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouthwatering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. People
not Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Prestige Island Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, January 15th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and your company, along with Mary Jane. Of course, Pearly will be zooming in short order, so keep a gander out for Pearly. We're going to go over a little bit into the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to talk sports as well, too, in short order. But like I say, it's been a busy day. A lot of conversations, a lot of conversations about the strike, about the government's intervention, and asking for it to, you know, take a time out.
The partying and the flossing and not getting stuff done that people expect to be done.
Then, the church service today, like I said, that was impactful on multiple levels. So you have to look at it for what it is. And then, of course, I don't want this to slip away either. Is Merlion asked court to put CCA Bahamas into liquidation. So that means, free up.
Right.
But he did reassure that, go ahead. No, you got it.
The workers.
After you, my love.
Bahamian workers would be, protected. And honestly, I've never, based on the way that he conducted his business before everything fell apart with the whole Bahama deal before, I find that he comes across as someone who's trustworthy. Obviously, what we learned in those court cases in the U.S. proves that he's a bit more trustworthy than others. So it'll be interesting to see what happens and what the court decides in terms of liquidation. And they requested specific liquidators. So we'll see if the courts also move in that direction.
We got Pearly zoomed in. What's going on, Pearly Simo?
Hey, my brother. Just chilling,
MJ and I are going over a little bit into the 5 o'clock because there's a lot to talk about. We'll still talk sports, but I mean, what's your take on some of these things? You're on tomorrow, so I know you're going to do your thing. But, I mean, I see a lot of double talk here. I mean, no government saying no major impact on day 2 of strike, but yet the public hospital authority says day 2 of strike puts more strain on the hospitals.
And people in NIB tell me the lines were extra long.
Mm.
So, I don't expect the government to come out and make the public feel that the union has won. So they're saying basically what they would say, there's no major impact. but they're not the ones that were there working. They're not the ones that stayed the extra hours and who had to go to endure the people's anger and people's frustrations. So, but I expect that. Expect that.
Yeah, I think one taxer called it just spin, you know, which we do expect.
If it wasn't an impact, why are you going to court and have the court bring an injunction today? Just asking for a friend, one of my friends asked, and I didn't answer it.
The ironic one of the week so far for me was strike may halt progress with the unions. No, Golden Gates. No, you can't try to slide that in. There is no progress. That's why they're striking.
Exactly. Well, and I saw a little video going around saying, you owe me money, but you unlock me up. That's like you coming in the house meeting the
team. There was a statement in one of the, from Golden Gates, the Honorable Pia Glavarol, and she said that 96% of what the union has asked for has been completed, which I find. I mean, that's 4%.
So they got 96% of what they want and they strike
it? Must be heavy. So that's what I'm saying. You can't believe, because it just doesn't sound logical. Go ahead.
I've been negotiating, not for the union, but for management in the past. Right. You could have 100 things, and 96 of them could be the little things like we want an extra shower, we want an extra this, we want an extra that. But then 4% could be the money, the back pay,
The free crown land.
That could be all these. They could be the major things that. But so that 4%
is worth 96%
of the value.
Correct. Exactly.
So when you try to say that, that's being disingenuous and not really being honest.
Yeah.
They are. You know, they tell you what they want. They want their back pay.
Right.
The raises that were promised, the promotions that were promised, and the land that was promised. So if you say 96%. And you can brag about that, and you ain't get these things done. Something wrong there.
Yeah.
And other things too, Pearly. Did you get a chance to check that church service today?
I thought his service was good.
No, I didn't have an opportunity to go to the church service. No.
No, you didn't. Did you get the chance to check it in on the national flag carrier?
No, I didn't. I had some other issues I was dealing with today.
I cannot tell you a lie. I feel like you know.
I think we came up in
St. Francis. I should tell you this. I was watching and I was waiting for some to burst into flames. That's all I'm saying.
It was at Christ Church Cathedral or St. Francis?
It was at Christ Church Cathedral.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought the message by the right was pretty good. I mean, I'm sure there were plenty of uncomfortable people in there at many parts of his sermon, but, you know, it is what it is.
Let's get to the phone lines. Apparently, we got a call. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, yes, Naughty. Good afternoon. Are you talking sports or are you talking...
We're getting into sports in a second, but we were drifting over a little bit with the politics. What's going on?
Yeah. I listened to Ms. Wilson on both shows. She called into Howard and Mr. Lang and several of the other union leaders, right? And a lot of them are basically complaining about the same thing. Naughty... There's nothing new under the sun, as the old adage goes. In the book of Genesis, you had Moses, who was trying to lead the children of Israel. And he was faced with trying to deal with 2 million people thereabouts. His father-in-law had to come and to give him some advice as how to deal with these people. He said, set up captains over this one, over these thousands, whatnot. Why can't the government, the public service commission do the same thing? Most of these ministries, they already have their human resource department. Why can't they allocate certain people to various ministries to deal with all of these so-called recommissioning and whatever these so-called low-hanging fruit? The major issues like the financial one, set up a task force that will just concentrate on each one of them. We have enough people in the civil service already, I think. Okay, every year you hear them talking about we are evaluating the civil service so we can put the people in the right place and whatnot. So to me, it's just a sort of mismanagement of the government human resources. Fred Mitchell, who was once head of the Public Service Commission, he's been saying for the last 100 years, I don't know who's in charge now, you know, that we're going to get the right people in the right place to deal with these situations. Because what I'm hearing about these, what the teachers have been complaining about, There's no reason that on earth why somebody has to wait 5 and 6 years just for a letter of confirmation in this day and time of digital technology and everything else. That shouldn't be mine. So it to me, you know, we could do better. We have to do better. We have to get into the 23rd century and get this country running.
We have to do it with a you know, 22nd century game plan, not a 20th century game plan. We're into the 21st. Yeah. We're moving. We got to be advanced.
To me, we just need somebody to come and take over. I call on Ms. Wilson the Prime Minister and let her lead the charge, man, because she's a stickler for details. I think if the Prime Minister would put her in charge of the public service, this country would be better off. That's my 5 cents.
There you go. And I think I read in between some of them lines you're putting out there, caller. Good stuff.
Thank you, caller.
All right. But, Pearly, I mean, the general consensus, a lot of fed up Bahamians in multiple sectors, on multiple levels.
See, one of the things you have to be careful of is making promises to get people excited to vote for you, and then you can't keep them promises. And just be real, and just be real on what you can do. But you get up and you start talking about, oh, I can do this, I can do that. In the first 100 days, I can get this, I have all the answers. Then you don't deliver. That's what you think people can do. They get mad.
Yeah.
I think people
are different. They have a different look at you. You know, and when you really look at it, it ain't looking good right now. I don't know if it'll turn around, but it ain't looking good.
I don't know what crystal ball some people are looking in, but like I say, the consensus, what I'm getting, is wherever I go and wherever me and MJ go, people are a little more vocal nowadays. Not as in years past. And they're more vocal now, and they're more disgruntled.
Not as in the last 2 years. 2 years ago, the people were very vocal. I mean, very pro-government, pro-saying this, making no noise, you know, and now that's changing.
Honeymoon over, the tea's gone cold.
I think what exacerbates the situation is that you don't have time or you don't seem to be putting in the effort to focus on the things that Bahamians are crying out for you to focus on, but you have time to travel, you have time to party, you have time to floss, to flex, to stunt on the population. I mean, that makes
to
it
rock your
even
fashion
more
nova.
Insulting.
Rolex. We'll watch from Rolex.
I mean, okay.
Let's address the elephant in the room. No pun intended.
Right?
Somebody a lady told me, say, you can't have on Rolex.
Listen.
Go ahead,
MJ.
Rocking a Rolex, right? Like showing off with a Rolex and wearing Fashion Nova is like jumping out of a G-Wagon with a Michael Kors purse. And I'm sorry, I love Michael Kors, but the two just don't match, okay? You can't be rolling a $100,000 car, a $70,000 Rolex. How come you? Anyway, y'all distracted me now. Let's go.
No, but MJ,
Fashion Nova, come on. You can do
Fashion Nova. You shouldn't even call Tiffany Louis Vuitton Fashion Nova in the same sentence. I'm sorry, okay?
Yeah. I've... And the late, great John Witherspoon.
What the nerve.
Wherever you are looking down, my brother, God bless the dead. You'll be proud of me for going here. It's all about coordination. You have to coordinate. And you know I've been a stickler for a long time. MJ, I'll tell you, I'm in the studio right now, and I got on my Nike kicks, my Nike sweats, my Nike shirt.
It ain't even a mix and matching, you know. It's not.
You can't be roll calling.
It's not even the mix and matching. It's the nerve to try to floss on people, but you don't have the good sense to know. Fashion Nova, don't mean to say it like that, but that's the truth. Okay, have another.
You can add on.
Right.
You can add on anything else.
Anything else.
And hold on.
Listen to Pearly, okay?
And at the state and the climate in the country
right now.
With people crying out because they're hungry and tired of being taxed.
You got Rolex.
And you got Rolex.
I hope that Rolex telling you what time it is. This time almost up. Anyway, we have a texter first quickly, and then we could go to the phone lines. Naughty, when are they going to pave Joe Frankton Road, who lives here? I mean.
Dear God.
When are they going to pave it? It's crappy. Then they can fix these potholes.
Yeah.
Oh. Joe Frankton Road has some craters on it, like car devouring craters. There ain't no joke.
Not only does it have craters, it needs paving. Joe Frankton Road desperately needs paving.
Yeah.
You know, it needs paving. It's ridiculous the way it is. It's ridiculous.
You all don't get jealous how the Eastern Road got paved, all right? Because clearly them know they got to take care of the Eastern Road. And that's where it's going to get paved.
All the time.
I got to say, as a proud, you know, teetotaling Eastern Roader, or friend of an Eastern Roader, I'm not really an Eastern Roader, but I have friends. They told me that the paved job is good, but they actually paved over some manholes.
You from Chippenham. Stop talking about Eastern Roader. You from Chippenham.
My man, but if
that,
I wanted
that
to.
That was that education early on, Earl. Got him all.
Anyway.
You understand.
But understand.
All
the way to the back of the. You got it.
You're just jealous of the Eastern Road. That's all. Look at the bottom of your check and then just remember you all appreciate the Eastern Road. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, we have another caller.
Let's cut to the phone line.
Good
talking heads.
Hey, what's happening, MJ?
Hey, good afternoon.
Boy, MJ, you carry two of my favorite people initials, Michael Jordan and Michael Jackson.
Shut him on.
Hey, but friendly and naughty, what's happening, man? Good to hear you all two together, man.
Thank
hey, but listen.
You, my brother. How you doing?
What's going on, bro?
You know, boy, Rachel, older than Donnelly, four flat tires on the Volkswagen. Hey, but check this out, right? While the people fighting for the overtime, fighting for the job letters, and fighting for their pay, you got one MP flexing with our Rolex and our Fendi and our Tiffany, while the Prime Minister traveling around the world and partying like a rock star.
Especially in Bimini.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and I asked Naughty and Pearly on many occasions, name me one government office that has functioned properly. This is just another prime example that ain't done function properly. I think I can continue to listen.
All right, my brother.
Thank
be safe,
so
man.
Much, caller.
Big up the Freeport as well.
The opposition office is the government office. I think that functioning pretty properly.
There you go.
What's that?
The leader of the opposition is a government office, and that one is functioning properly. So,
all right, I got a couple here. Naughty. Ain't the governor, let me clean it up for you though. Naughty, doesn't the governor general live out east? I hear that's why they paved it.
Okay.
Could be. Naughty, even Anton is upset with the government. He called Howard Show and told the PM to get rid of those people that's causing all of this chaos. Oh, so that's why it's infighting. That's why.
All kind of infighting going on, what I hear. But see, they look different in the afternoon.
No, but understand me. There's no denying.
All over the world.
There's no denying the infighting, Pearly.
Yeah, but they're not making it public. Like,
well, wait a minute.
All over social
Pearly,
media. I don't see that.
Pearly, we can cut right to the chase now. Because we have Anton on the line. So Anton could explain to us what I perceive and what I'm seeing as some heavy infighting with a lot of stuff that I'm seeing on social media and making the rounds. Anton, what's happening?
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty. Good afternoon, MJ.
Happy
good
New Year.
How are you?
Hey, Pearly.
Good. Happy New Year, Anton.
Happy New Year to you as well, MJ. You and the family.
You doing extended yours as well.
Naughty, I'm on your behalf as well. And I've already extended it to you, Pearly, when we spoke.
Yes, sir.
Boy, what's going on, man, Naughty?
Break it down to me, man, Anton. What's going on, man? And now, obviously, you know, you called an earlier talk show. You know, the one you, I guess, co-host with Howard. Listen, what was actually stated? What was your statement? What was your statement so we get it right from you rather, you know, from the mountain and from Muhammad rather than what we're hearing? Alleges that you told the PM to get rid of those people that are causing all of this chaos.
Right. Indeed, I did. And I've been speaking that way, not just recently, but for quite some time now. Privately, I began, and then I started doing it publicly, right? Because at the end of the day, when behemoths go to the polls to vote, as anyone who understands politics knows, they go to vote out the prime minister. Mm. They don't go to vote out the government. You have a lot of persons who may be very good members of parliament who suffer as a result of people carrying weight to the polls for the prime minister. And so PM is the ultimate person in charge. He's where the buck stops. And he has some people around him who I've known for at least 3 years now do not carry his heart and his spirit. And
wow.
and they aren't representing him in the things that he's having to clean up too much mess.
Now, Anton, remember now, we spoke when this show first came on the air, and I told you that the PM is likable, he's affable, But, you know, sometimes it's not the head, but it's the body and the tail, like in a fight. Sometimes you attack the body and the head will eventually drop. I think that the vertebrae and the tail of this organization, meaning his MPs that he selected, are his undoing.
It may not even be, you know, I don't want to reveal too much stuff on the national level inside Naughty. And so I don't want to get into too much of the positioning of who the people are. But the Prime Minister Davis, my Prime Minister, who I support, I didn't just jump on the bandwagon with the Prime Minister after the SSPLP was victory. I was there in the trenches with the Prime Minister. And so when I speak from a position of authority, from a position of knowledge, okay? I speak from an inside track, not no opportunistic track, not no user track, not no CSA track. I say, as I've been saying for a while, PM needs to pull the plug on some of the people around him because they are an embarrassment, they are a nuisance, they are hurting people, they're doing it deliberately, and they don't have the spirit, which is to be free to empower people. That's the kind of Prime Minister Davis is. And his spirit isn't coming through because of some of the people who we entrust to carry out and execute his mandate. They are failing him. They are failing him. And PM is so busy trying to deal with so many different things. By the time this information comes to his desk, he's taking too long to make the hard decisions to get rid of these people or to spank them up and put them aside. But what I really called for, Naughty, I only said all of that because you asked me. What I really called for, I wanted to pick up on this conversation with my woman of business, right? Let me ask you a question, Naughty and MJ, right?
Hey.
The pair of you.
And Pearly. Pearly's on as well.
I'm speaking directly to you.
All right, but go ahead, then, Antoine. I'm going to pull
Pearly into this mix. But I'm speaking directly to you all too. As it relates to being good parents, as it relates to being good, loving, decent parents, right? What school did y'all decide to send your children to?
The thing about it is, I would love to answer that question for you, but my kids are both trying to figure out where this question is going. I respect their privacy. No, let me tell you why. I don't even post my kids on social media because, you know, I feel like they'll have agency when they get of age, so I don't put certain information about them out there. But go ahead. If you tell me the gist of the question,
I can answer that for you, Andrew. My children went to SOC, as my father did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a specific reason why you chose SOC, Pearly?
Because it's the best school in the country.
You would say that.
Okay. Okay.
I beg to differ.
I know you would.
Okay. Let me be honest.
The primary reason is my family is Roman Catholic, so we went to Xavier's, and my father was a soccer, so it was almost automatic that we would continue a Roman Catholic education. So St. Augustine's was more the logical choice.
Understood. And getting back to the general point that I'm seeking to make, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's a really sad day in the country when an individual who works hard, right, who isn't out there stealing from anybody, right, who isn't out there doing anything illegal or untoward to anyone, can't enjoy the fruits of their own labor in the country. That is crazy. What kind of country are we living in when we are trying to send a message that around the holiday season of Christmas, an individual can't celebrate if they want or show off or show out if they want? What kind of message are we sending to the nation?
It's not a very good one, Anton. Obviously, I mean, you're here. Did we think that 3 years into this administration, 3.5 years into this administration, you are to the PLP what I am to the Dallas Cowboys?
Right.
Do you think you? Did we think you?
No, absolutely not. And that's the good thing. Hey, Naughty, that's the good thing about when you are talking with honest people who doesn't have any undermining agenda or objectives. You can speak freely. You can speak from your heart. You can speak from your spirit.
You can speak according to whatever God downloads in your spirit to speak truthfully, whether people like it or not, whether people like you or not. And so that's another honest question or honest point that you brought to the table. No, no one in this country who knows me or who knows what I mean to the PLP or the work that I put into the PLP for my entire life, and in particular into the Davises, expected what they see happening. But that's even besides the point. That's besides the point, Nadi, because I'm not even focusing on myself, although I have a lot that I could be disgusted about. I don't focus on myself. All I'm saying, in an honest way, Nadi, MJ, and Pearly,
right,
there's absolutely nothing wrong with my woman of business celebrating and enjoying the blessings of her own hard work.
Excuse me. Hold on.
There's nothing wrong with her celebrating the fruits of her hard labor. There's something wrong as a member of the parliament, a minister of the government, when the country in crisis, when people hurting, that you showing off your fruits of your benefits.
Yeah, Anton. I have no problem
with you.
I read you fairly. What you said, Nadi?
Nah, let me say this. MJ, if you want to interject, and then, you know, I can wrap it up.
I think we made the point the other day when we first discussed this, when this first came to the forefront, that having those things, you know, celebrating gifts that you may have gotten around Christmas time that may have come from loved ones, it's a good thing. But when you're presiding over record high prices when it comes to electricity, when it comes to food, when you have people that are suffering right now, it is very distasteful, in my opinion, to even record a video like that and have it hit the public domain. If it was for your private family to do, you know, great, have fun with it. Because I would never begrudge someone celebrating the things that they got out of love, maybe from other family members or friends. That's good. Mm. But know who you are. Temet Noske. Know yourself. You are a minister of the government presiding over record high misery in the country. You do not put out a video like that, in my opinion.
Nah.
Okay, what'd you say, Nadi?
What'd I say? All right, buckle up. Here we go. First and foremost, it screams why we need all MPs to declare prior, not after the fact, prior. And if you don't, then go to jail like the law says. Right. I don't care what you had prior to coming into office. You should have had some class and couth and decorum. If you had these items beforehand, then you would not look like a ditzy broad on a video showing off your spoils. It screams of not being used. If you had this before, why didn't you show this off before? It shows lack of couth. It shows lack of decorum. It shows lack of political 101.
Yeah.
That you have you have people suffering. You have people crying, and you flaunting and you flossing like a music video go. Like a music video go. So at the end of the day, hold on, let me finish then.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, That's a bad look. It's a horrible look. And then furthermore, you should have enough sense as an MP to know that people are crying over the taxes that your administration have burdened them, that you failed as a minister of transport because people still ain't got no license plate all over the road. And where's the BPL dippage that you promised? No, I don't hear about your Cartier, your Tiffany. And guess what? For God's sake, if you could brag, have enough sense to know that Fashion Nova don't go nowhere near none of that.
That's the sense to know.
So now that speaks to your lack of fashion sense as well as political sense. Because if you had any political sense, you wouldn't put a stupid video out like that, Anton.
All right.
Now you see how...
Can I add now? Go
ahead, Anton. Quickly, but go, because we're running up against a heartbreak.
Yeah, okay. And so, Nadi, tell me something. What's the difference when you, on the airwaves like you were today, speaking about where you grew up on the Eastern Road, and with the Eastern Road crew.
Didn't say that.
What's the difference?
Hold on, Anton, wait a minute. I want you to have enough sense to know that when I put on the Eastern Road voice, that is pure mockery and pure sarcasm. But I can tell you about all of the Eastern Roaders I've met with, white and black. You want me to list them off? All the ones? From O.D. Pillin straight down?
Let's hear your point.
Or the Fran and Wilson? Or Christian Ingram? Who you want to know about?
Let's hear your point.
Just hear my oath.
Yeah, go ahead, Anton.
What's the difference when you and Pearly having your debates, when you were throwing in Pearly's face, you went to St. Andrews, and people who went to SAC got to come to people who work at St. Andrews for employment because y'all signing the checks, et cetera, et cetera. How is that any different?
It is different. Let me tell you how it's different.
I mean, because it's such a feeling, but I mean, that's how
it's neither Naughty nor Pearly got the votes of thousands of people. They didn't repose their faith in them to focus mainly on them, their issues,
right,
their needs, okay?
Right.
The electorate is the difference. They are not elected members of this government.
Now, watch this, MJ.
Yes.
That's where I was going to end my point right there.
Okay.
On that exact theme, note that you just said, because the member of parliament for Elizabeth Estates, for the Elizabeth constituency,
sure,
of transport, and your energy and transport,
right,
is doing the work at the ground level. She's doing the work in a constituency. She's empowering people in a constituency. She's looking out for people in a constituency. She's reducing unemployment in a constituency.
Okay, we're not going to make this a campaign speech, but I will say
Antoine.
We're going up against a heartbreak. Your point, but the fact of the matter is still distasteful in my opinion. And Bahamians will get the opportunity to express their opinions. We got some texters here. This texter says, MJ, you're 1,000% correct. Fashion Nova, don't go with Rolex. Yeah, I think we pretty much figured that out. Another texter says, Chester versus Colby looks to be in round 5. I keep asking you, this all coming down to the deputy position?
The tribal war again, I'm telling you. Line that up, Mr. Producer. But here we go. Great show as usual.
Go ahead, yeah.
Whatever you got lined up is all good. Great show as usual. Which model Rolex was it? And what is the daytime or presidential?
Oh,
because the daytime is the cheap Rolex. She may not know the difference. Naughty, does Anton have a 9-to-5 job?
Oh, wow.
Naughty, Joe Beth is tone deaf and out of touch with the Bahamian people. And Joe Beth, she is a fashion icon. I get my fashion sense from Joe Beth. She's the best minister of fashion. No, she's failing in fashion like she did in transport and housing, in my opinion.
The point of the broader point of the whole discussion around that particular video has to do with not having the sense or sensitivity to understand how that video would be perceived by so many Bahamians, okay?
It's more than just distasteful, Naughty, MJ, and Pearly. It's truly junglist. That's what that whole crew are.
Go ahead, Pearly. Sorry.
You know, before I go to the break, when Naughty and I tease about St. Augustine, St. Andrews, and all that, that's exactly what it is. We're joking, we're in jest, we're teasing. Yes, I might believe Zach is the best school in the world, but I do that as a part of getting laughs and getting humor. I don't do that showing off.
No. You know, I think that might have been the way.
This is what I am.
Every school.
If I really want to show up, then I can bring a picture of my degree and say, but I don't do that.
Right.
There you go.
Every school, every alumnus of a school will say that their school, if they had a good experience there, it doesn't matter the school. They will say that their school is the best because they had the best experience. That's just the nature of it.
And I can be honest with you, man. If you are not talking when it comes to fashion, like, Jimmy Choo, Manolo Blahnik, Samuel Le Bouton.
Christian
Le Bouton. Come on, man. Ralph Lauren. Come on. Just talk to me with what I know.
Fashion
Nova. Don't talk to me about no Fashion Nova.
Lord, next thing we talk about Forever 21, eh?
Other limit.
All right. We have to go because we got to get some sports
in
here.
Let's
get to the break.
And on the flip side, we'll
send this
sports
out to Elizabeth and all of her followers.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things. Been through some bad, I should be a sap. Who would've thought it turned me to a savage? Rather be tied up with calls and my strings. Write my own checks like I write what I sing.
My wrist, stop watching my neck. Make big deposits, my gloss is poppin'. You like my hair? Gee, thanks, just bought it. I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it. Yeah, I want it, I got it, I want it, I got it. I want it, I got it, I want it, I got it. You like my hair? Gee, thanks, just bought it. I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it.
Yeah, wearing no ring but ain't gon' meet no misses.
And on
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Crunch your KFC craving with a KFC Value Box for just $9.95. Get a piece of our golden fried chicken, crispy fries, cheesy mashed potatoes, three juicy all-white meat nuggets, a buttery biscuit, a sweet dessert biscuit, and a 16-ounce soda, all for just $9.95. Now that's a deal. Order online or WhatsApp high to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Value Box today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Figure looking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, well. We burn a fire, pan, and we got Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me, and abuse me.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, January 15th edition of Talking Head. Naughty, Mary Jane, MJ, and Pearly in your company right up until 6 p.m. And Pearly, we're going to slide into sports now. And I think we need to tiptoe delicately into here, because on the same night that she picked the Rams to win and be the lone pot cake here on Talking Heads, and get it right.
Why are you bringing up stuff that happened days and days a month ago?
No.
You've been toting lone blows, Pearly. You've been
boy.
Toting lone
mystery,
blows for
mystery
days.
Love company. And you know the biggest set of blows I was toting?
I'm starting to believe you. You like punishment.
No, because then that would make me a sadist. Pearly, I promise you, I'm not talking about it.
In all fairness of the show, it was waste. It wasn't even the Rams that I had to hear about. It was the 24-point blowout.
Your Lakers. Talk about that. Your Lakers, anyway.
You just want to talk about it. Don't bring, because you had beaten. I'm so beaten. No, man, don't do that to me. He was my friend.
That's what friends.
I told him it for the last 48, buddy. You should at least give me some bread and water and see if I
all
okay.
All right, let's move to the future. Yes, let's move to the future.
Anyway,
the game.
Like
now.
I say, we got a lot to talk about. We got it.
I think I just hope you all in your old whips and jeans in your room, you know.
Well,
sticks and stones may break our bones.
What time
but
is the show air?
Whips
okay,
and jeans,
yeah, we
excite
talk
us
about that.
All right, so here's the deal. A couple of things before we get into tonight's game and picking tonight's game. I think we're going to have a refreshing national championship game. I think Ohio State and Notre Dame is going to be a refreshing matchup. You don't get the usual SEC, you know, ad nauseum if it's not Alabama or Georgia.
Yeah, but you do know this country is also hugely Big Ten favorites of the world going to be pulling for Ohio State.
I don't sleep on Notre Dame and all the tradition and everything that Notre Dame brings to the table as well, too.
Yeah, but, you know, he's got the black quarterback, head coach as well. So, you know, how dare
and,
they?
And there's always the Gipper factor, remember?
Yes.
Coach, when things are down, the young Ronald Reagan. Coach, when things are down, just tell the boys, win one for the Gipper.
Gipper, yeah.
All right? Don't forget the Gipper factor.
I think it's a game. I think it's going to be a good game. We'll give our pick on it on Monday, but I still think it's going to be a great game.
And then, of course, you know, we have a gander at tonight in the NBA, Pearly, but I'm looking at the NBA. Go ahead.
I see the Deion Sanders, Dallas conversation is picking up a little bit of momentum. Any truth to that? That could be a possibility.
I'm hearing that. You have to read, see what people fail to realize. Jerry and Deion came to an agreement on a $25 million contract back in the day, which was buku money when he was a free agent, and he signed with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Jerry knows how to speak the language that intrigues Deion Sanders. And when you hear Deion say, I'm intrigued, that's Deion speak for I'm interested.
Yeah.
Deion, when you hear conversations coming out now, well, now you have to look at the size of his staff because he carries a big staff, so on and so forth. If Jerry wants to win a Super Bowl, Deion Sanders could possibly be the best fit because Deion comes in the door telling professional athletes, I don't like people who steal money. I don't like people who collect checks and don't put in the work. He would have that Jimmy Johnson mentality. If you mess around, you will not be around. I will replace you. I will have dogs on the practice squad ready to go. He's a benefit in free agency.
And he can say to them, in any other conference you have accomplished, I got my championships. I got my this. I got that.
Correct. And now.
So he says, nothing you can say to me is, you can't say, oh, you ain't never been it. Yeah, he's won it.
And he's obviously turned programs around in Jackson State at Colorado. He could be the fix in Dallas. He could be the Dak Prescott whisperer. He could say things to Dak to motivate Dak that other people couldn't.
You're also having a conversation with the Jets former head coach, Saleh.
Saleh's on the radar. You also have when they get eliminated, you have interviews with Johnson and
Aaron Glenn.
So the pool is deep. Jerry's making calls. I think Jerry may be having that late life crisis and say, look, I'm shoving all in here. I'm going to get a decent coach. I'm going to spend in free agency and let the chips fall where they may.
And I don't have a problem him going to Dallas, but I really like to see him stay another year or two in Colorado and put that program to where he's already started his upclimb. I'd like to see him get it to where it needs to get before he steps away.
And Deion may be a prime candidate for it, or this might just be to ballyhoo the job a little bit, give it some more prestige, do Jerry a favor, give it some spotlight. And when you get your guy like Johnson or Aaron Glenn, after the Lions are eliminated, if they go on to win the Super Bowl, it's going to be a hot minute before he can interview him. That might be your ticket there too. Or he might just be all in on Deion. But I've also heard today that Jason Witten is a potential candidate.
Oh, yeah? I didn't hear that yet.
And we all know that Jason was part of Jerry's good old boy network under the Romo quarterback regime. And he used to police the locker room.
He's coming back to get more balls.
He did a good thing in Dallas at his son's high school, turned him from an 0-11 program to back-to-back state championship in 4 years. So obviously he knows what he's doing. But is it a jump from high school to the pros?
Dude, that's a lot. That's a huge jump.
And we're seeing how that jump went from with J.J. Redick from high school to the pros. And it has the Lakers sitting in a rough position.
But actually, they're better off this year than they were last year.
Correct. But I'm saying he's coaching them up, and he's coaching them up with some good moxie. I like what he's doing. I just don't know if everybody's bought in. And scathing comments about the Lakers after he got traded.
See, that's built, Bill. That's bad sportsmanship. You don't do that.
But you have to look at it, Pearly. I mean, he was upset when he went out the door, but if you look at what
King James,
he made references to what King James.
Okay.
Said the coach trying to do his thing, but you have, you know, aging superstars or ancient superstars. Okay. You know, when you words like ancient superstars, nah, you know, you say only one ancient superstar in the Lakers.
Only one ancient superstar in the league.
There you go. But like I said, the Lakers are sitting at number 7 at 20-17, loses a 3 straight, but you got the Timberwolves, Spurs, and Kings all below them moving up and playing well as the Suns and the Warriors in the conversation. So this could be another 9th or 10th seed for the Lakers and them trying to play it in and off the bubble again.
You don't ever know. Because usually if he's been riding that 7, if they're riding that 7 seed, and everybody, they usually don't drop that much. They may drop to 8th. You don't see them dropping 7th to 10th just like that. It usually stays pretty consistent. throughout the year.
Well, we'll see. Dorian Finney-Smith, not a good addition, in my opinion, so far from the trade. Not a good addition. Not a good addition so far at all. Night in and night out. I know it's
he was a good rim protector, this and that.
I know it's a small sample, but you're getting more from Melton, Shake Melton, off the bench, helping the second unit score than anything else. So,
all right.
We'll see. I don't know. The Lakers got a stretch coming up. You got to keep an eye on it because you got teams trying to play their way in. You know, when you look, they got the Clippers, they got the Wizards, then they got the Celtics, Warriors, Hornets, 76ers, and Wizards. They got some winnable games there, but they also got the Knicks on the horizon, the Clippers again, Timberwolves, the Grizzlies. So it's starting to thicken up for them. It's not going to be a cakewalk night in and night out. You're getting into the dog days of
definitely
the schedule, the meat of the schedule. And yes, you are right. Here's another update that just come through. That the meetings with Dion are ongoing. That the talks with Dion are now ongoing. So, obviously now this is growing wings, Pearly.
Yeah,
talks expected to continue in pursuit of Sanders.
Right.
And it's not against Dallas. Don't get me wrong. I really want him to stay in Colorado and grow that program. I thought he had something good on the way.
Yep.
He got the number one high school quarterback committed to him. Stole him away from another school.
Imagine the
say, hey, yeah, I got you, but I gotta go, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's that. But that's the big business of sports and college sports and pro sports. I mean, you got to look at opportunities as well, too.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Anything from the dog days of summer, Pearly?
Nothing yet. No, everything pretty quiet. Rogo Sasaki had a meeting with the Dodgers yesterday. Of course, they pulled out all the big guns. They had Shohei there. They had Yamamoto there. They had Mookie, Freddie. They had all the big guns there courting him. So I think it comes down to him in San Diego. I think the issue in San Diego, where San Diego's owner died, the wife assumed that she would have inherited the team, the brothers. Think they inherited, so the wife is now suing her brothers-in-law for the team.
Yeah, that's nasty.
I mean, they have money, but they don't know the money that the lawsuit will go through or a lot. They really don't know what's going to happen. There's a lot of instability there.
Right.
So it's got kind of leaning towards the Dodgers. Plus, it's 15 flights a day out of L.A. to Japan. There's only one flight a day out of San Diego. And then you got another 6 hours. If you go to Toronto, which is the next, the 13th, that's 6 on one side of I might be better off just to go to LA, and you know, you'll reap more from there. More Japanese will come to the game. You'll get more sponsors.
You've reached a new low with the flights. You reached
Remember, in Dodger free agency recruiting. Listen, though, when Juan Soto left New York, the thing about the family that was a part of it. So
that was
the small things may be a big deal.
I know that security officer is not in charge of security anymore. At Yankee Stadium. I think that's a done deal right there.
Yeah.
But we got about
like I said yesterday, the Dodgers have gotten 12 new major sponsors out of Japan, plus 70 men making an increment of $70 million a year. Just out of Japan. Out of Japan.
All right, Pearly, we got 11 games on tap tonight in the NBA. 11 of them for you to play with the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. And like I said, 11 NBA games to play. And you got variations of ways to play. You can do money line, you can do spread, so on and so forth. All right. So here we go. And we're going to pick them tonight, Pearly. And MJ, I want you to chime in too.
I'm not ready for basketball yet. I'll do NFL later on the weekend, on Friday.
Spurs been a couple
I'll
of
just pick
now,
the Spurs, that's
think,
it.
Yeah, no, Lord Jesus. Here we go.
Don't worry about no other teams.
All right, Knicks minus six on the road against the Sixers. I like the Sixers. I mean, I like the Knicks to get them by six tonight, Pearly.
I like what the Knicks are doing. I think they're starting to grow. The Knicks is going to be a team to reckon with when playoff time comes. I like the Knicks and the points.
Yep, they're looking good. I like the Celtics via the money line over the Raptors. The Raptors always play well in Toronto. 14.5, the Celtics could do it. Or they couldn't. It just depends on them, what kind of night they're having. Do they want to win by 5 or do they want to win by 14 or 20? It all depends. So to play it safe, I'll take the Celtics in the money line.
If you're feeling ambitious, go with the points, but I'm going with the money line.
Atlanta Hawks and the Chicago Bulls. Bulls minus 6.5 at home against the Hawks. I don't know.
You never know which Hawks you get. I'll be bullish, and I'll take the Bulls and the points.
I'll take the Hawks plus 6.5. Because these two teams are evenly matched.
They are, but the Hawks so inconsistent. I really don't trust the Hawks until the playoffs time come around.
That's if they make the playoffs. Anyway, you got the Mavericks plus 1 on the road against the Pelicans. The Mavericks must really be snake-bitten if they're 1-point favorites on the road against the Pelicans, who are horrible and extremely injury-riddled.
Yeah, but you got both Luka and Irvin, and Irvin is game-time decision, and Luka's out.
If Kyrie plays, give me the Mavericks plus the 1. They win.
Yeah.
Grizzlies minus 2. This is the problem now. One thing for the Lakers to cause me sleep on the sofa. Now I'm a favorite pick tonight, you know. Ja Morant versus Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, well.
My favorite versus your favorite.
Let's see.
So I like looking at the highlights. I just want to look at the highlights because it's all Ja.
You could imagine if Ja bites him, if Ja dunk on him.
Oh, I hope he knock him down.
You could imagine if Ja dunk him to the ground, Pearly.
Do not let him dunk on you.
I'll take the Grizzlies minus 2.5 on the road against the Spurs.
I'll take the Grizzlies minus the 2.5 as well.
Orlando Magic on the road against the Bucks plus the 6. I'll take the Magic plus the 6 despite their injuries because the Bucks are very inconsistent. You don't know who's showing up night in and night out for the Bucks.
I'll take the Magic and the plus the 6, yeah.
There you go. Hornets and the Jazz. Do we have to pick this one anyway? God, give me the Hornets minus 5 on the road against the Jazz. I'll take the Jazz plus the 5 at home. Both these teams stink. You know,
they sting, but the Jazz so crappy. The Hornets just can give me something. Like, you know what? Go to Hornets and I can stay the money line.
Denver Nuggets minus 1 over the Houston Rockets. I'll take Denver minus the 1 at home. Golden State Warriors plus 6 on the road against Minnesota. I like Minnesota in the money line to get that done, but these two teams are unpredictable as well. But give me Minnesota at home in the money line.
I'll take Minnesota on the money line.
Lakers minus 5 against the Miami Heat. I can't trust the Lakers. I can't trust the Heat. I'll take the Lakers in the money line.
I'll take the Lakers in the points because they got no Jimmy Butler. I'll take the Lakers in the points.
You got the Brooklyn Nets plus 14 against the Clippers. I'll take the Clippers in the money line. They play down to their competition, so I'll take them in the money line to win, but I won't take them to cover by 14.
I agree 100%.
All right, let me see if Ja Morant can get me off the sofa tonight. Since the Lakers put me there.
You know, I think I'm even changing myself with the Lakers. Both James and Davis are game.
But I wear my Ja Morant jersey to work tonight, the Joker. So, you know, I ain't going to get beat with the Lakers stick. Anyway, it's that time, Pearly. You're in tomorrow. I know you can hold it down.
You should go with him, MJ, and put on your Spurs jersey.
You know I will.
But she is. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Balance.
That's the break right there, Pearly. Have a good one tomorrow, man. We'll see everybody Friday. MJ and I'll be back Friday for the weekend review. Good stuff, Pearly. We'll do it again. You'll do it again tomorrow. We'll see you all Friday, man. Have a great evening, Bahamas. Be good. And if you can't be good at it. For MJ, for Pearly, this your boy Naughty. We'll see you mañana.
Ciao, ciao.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134.20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50. 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of Roof Cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76, half inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.